WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The movies Mean Streets, Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, and Goodfellas have made Martin Scorsese one of America's most important film directors. Few people have seen his first feature film, Who's That Knocking at My Door, which he made in 1968 when he was 26. But now you can see it on home video. Owen Gleiberman has a review.
It's always fascinating to see the early, low-budget works of a filmmaker who has since gone on to greatness. Often, these shoestring efforts reveal the first stirrings of a director's celebrated style, as well as the themes and obsessions that would drive his later work. So it's no big surprise that Martin Scorsese's Who's That Knocking at My Door plays as a kind of sketchbook for his 1973 masterpiece, Mean Streets. The surprise is that Scorsese's mastery was already evident. The movie stars Harvey Keitel as J.R., a younger version of Charlie, the tormented Italian-American numbers runner Keitel played in Mean Streets. J.R. isn't really a crook. He's just a neighborhood joker with a Bobby Darin hairdo who gets off on acting tough. Like Charlie, though, he's torn between identities. He spends most of his time joshing around with the guys in Little Italy, but he also finds himself falling for the sweet, doting young woman he picks up on the Staten Island ferry. In the film's credits, she's referred to simply as the girl, and that's a telling detail. Here, as in Mean Streets, Scorsese looks at a guilt-ridden Catholic who can't quite envision his girlfriend as a whole person. He likes talking to her about his favorite John Wayne movies, but he's so obsessed with sin that he can barely make love to her. When J.R. learns that his new sweetheart was once raped, to him, it spoils her purity.
Listen, I told you that I loved you. Now, what's wrong with that? Isn't that enough?
Nothing's wrong with that, but no, it's not enough.
Well, why isn't that enough?
It's not good enough.
Not good enough?
No.
Not good enough. Oh, you mean I'm not good enough, is that it? Well, let me tell you something. It's not me, it's you. Who do you think you are, the Virgin Mary or something? Leading me on like that, letting me in here at this hour of the morning, huh? Well, come off it, will you? What are you handing me? What kind of brother does that make you, huh? And tell me something else while you're at it. Who else is going to marry you while you're at it, huh? Tell me that while you're at it, you whore. Because that's what you are if you don't know it by now, you whore.
Who's That Knocking at My Door was made when Scorsese was barely out of NYU film school. Yet it's clear from this early autobiographical work that his technical brilliance has always been matched by his ability to direct the camera at his characters' souls. His hypnotic, almost musical editing and experimental use of sound aren't just gimmicks. They're attempts to create a dual layer of consciousness, an awareness of what's going on both inside and outside J.R.'s mind. In this one feature, we can see how Scorsese Americanized the documentary rawness of Jean-Luc Godard, making it move to a rock and roll beat. Already, he was unparalleled when it came to using pop music as an ecstatic counterpart to violence and emotional turbulence. Who's That Knocking features an amazingly erotic montage set to the Doors song, The End. There are also several up-tempo sequences as exhilarating as anything in Mean Streets or Goodfellas. Perhaps the most revealing of these features the hard-driving title song played over swirlingly seductive shots of holy statues inside a church. Who's That Knocking at My Door is finally about sex, rock and roll, and the Catholic passion for transcendence. In Martin Scorsese's movies, that's the real Holy Trinity.
Owen Gleiberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly.